If you're looking for trouble, you're in the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, belly up to the bar, you've just entered the Danger Zone, which is where we get the latest take from David Trainer and the crew at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up, and what they find is that oftentimes the picture that people get looking from the top down is misleading. If it's misleading and it would work in your favor, that would make something attractive. But that's not what we focus on here. Here we drink from the bottom of the trough. We go towards the ones that are dangerous. Go to newconstructs.com to get more information on how it works, to see their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, and to find out where your stocks fit in on their scale. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
It is good to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Fake dividend stocks.
Danger, danger.
Fake dividend stocks. Now, I know what you're talking about, but my audience doesn't necessarily know. And a fake dividend stock in your world pays real cash, but the cash that they're paying is basically being paid thanks to accounting tricks. It looks better than it should because of accounting gimmicks. So help us understand the scope of the problem first, like what happens with fake dividends, and then let's dig on the examples.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. We've been hearing a lot in the crazy volatile markets about safer investing, smarter investing, and a lot of people immediately sort of just jump to dividend investing. And they oversimplify it. They think it's as simple as finding stocks that just pay good dividends. What most people don't realize is a lot of companies can borrow money, burn down cash to pay dividends they can't really afford, or they are such an expensive stock and such poor fundamentals that whatever that dividend is, even if they can't afford it, the capital risk in owning the stock dwarfs the yield you're getting on that stock from the dividend. So not all dividend stocks are made the same. And we wanted to make sure over the next couple of weeks, we're going to highlight three different kinds of bad dividend stocks: fake dividends, false dividends, and dividend traps. And the fake dividend is like what you said. This is a company that's paying a dividend, but it's got a very unattractive stock rating. So it's more likely to go down probably 2, 10, 5, 20 times more than what the dividend yield is, which means whatever you think about that dividend yield, you're going to end up losing money because it's smaller than the potential capital loss.
Fake dividends, false dividends, and dividend traps. Help us understand the differences between the three: a fake dividend versus a false dividend versus a dividend trap, and then we'll come back just to the fake dividends and give a good example.
Yeah, and over the coming next couple of weeks, we'll do a deep dive on all three. Fake dividends, that's a dividend that is effectively fake because the potential loss in the stock is just way bigger. And so whatever you think about that dividend providing you some kind of safety or return, it's a fake. False dividends are companies that don't make enough money to afford that dividend. Somehow they're manufacturing the cash flows, but they're probably either borrowing money or burning down their existing cash balance to pretend to have a dividend. And if they slash that dividend, you're going to see a lot of bad things happen besides the loss of a false dividend. And then a dividend trap is probably the sneakiest, because a dividend trap stock is one where, you know, the fundamentals are actually pretty good and they're going to be able to keep paying that dividend. But the stock is so expensive that you're probably going to have a net zero, right? And it's not as easy as an unattractive stock. It's probably going to be a neutral rated stock with a decent dividend, but you're probably never really going to go anywhere. Bigger point being, Chuck, investors deserve to have the best of both worlds. And we've got model portfolios that give you safe dividends, growing dividends, and great stocks. There's not enough distinction or discernment, I think, in the marketplace between good dividend stocks and bad dividend stocks. And we really just want to hone in on that and help people understand how to navigate.
Let's dig in. Is there a company out there that really stands out to you as like, yep, this is the one that is the poster child for a fake dividend, where people might think, I'm going to buy it for the dividend, but you believe they're going to be disappointed?
Yeah, you know, this is a big stock. It's a Digital Realty Trust, has about a 2.9% dividend yield, but a very unattractive rating. Negative cash flows, negative economic earnings. The economic book value is around negative 30, 40 bucks a share. So we see a lot of downside here in this super sort of hot stock that people might think is a dividend stock as well. And I say hot stock because it's trading a lot on the AI stuff, because they've got data centers and things like that is a big part of their portfolio. It's that's what sort of the REIT is about, funding data centers. But this is not a safe dividend stock. This is not a safe stock. This dividend we think is fake, because however good it might be, however enticing it might be, the downside risk in the stock dwarfs the dividend.
Everybody here should know the dividend on DLR, the yield on DLR, is a little bit under 3%. It's like 2.85%, 2.9%, something on those lines. And as we record this, shares are trading at about 170. But in the last year, they've been as low as about 130 and up to about 200. Since you don't believe they're going to get the value out of the stock is overvalued. So great, you get the dividend, but you believe they're going to get hammered. Make the case for what the value on this stock should be so that people understand that a 3% payout may look like it's nice and steady, but it's not that good looking on an unsteady stock.
Exactly. You know, Chuck, I mentioned a minute ago, the economic book value to stock is really low. I'm looking at the system right now. It's negative 38 bucks a share. When it's that bad, I have a hard time coming up with a value per share. But I think if we would go in here, because, a positive value per share, I should say. But, we got to come up with something. Obviously, it's probably not going to zero tomorrow. What's the real downside risk? And I'd say, look, you're looking at least, I think, getting cut in half. So around 85, 86 bucks a share, I think, is your downside here on this one. And a lot of this is because not so much like that the margins are negative and all that terrible. It's really because you just got a huge amount of debt here. $17.4 billion in debt on a $58 billion market cap. And that's a very large claim. That means cash flows have got to be really big to pay the debt holders. And there's not anything left over after the debt holders. And a lot of times these businesses are run more for the debt holders than equity holders. They entice equity holders with a dividend, but I'm telling you, they're borrowing money to pay that dividend. They don't have the cash flow to pay the debt holders and the equity holders. And this dividend is more likely to go to zero, and the stock is more likely to go down than for people to achieve what they want to achieve with the dividend investing, which is steady income and safety of principal.
So David, as we look at a stock like this, I want you to help settle just a little bit of an argument on investment thinking. Some dividend investors have an unusual thing that happens with their mindset. If I take $10,000 and I invest it in a stock that has a 5% yield, and that stock were to double, well, the yield, the current yield, would go down. I invested my $10,000 at $100 a share. The stock doubles. They keep the dividend paying at the same rate. The effective yield on the stock went from 5 to 2.5%. But I put my 10 grand in and I'm making 5% on my 10 grand. That's my payout on what I invested. My original investment is now worth more, but my original 10 is all I put in. And if I put it in a bank account, it would be that 10 grand making 5%. So if I'm a true dividend investor, what I care about is the dividend. The appreciation is gravy to me. But again, my money's still making what I put it in there for. Now, if I were buying the stock now and saying I wanted that 5% yield, well, I'd only be getting 2.5% because that's what it's paying based on the current price. But I'm curious, because someone might buy and hold a dividend stock and say, hey, I'm still getting that yield on what I put into it, and they might be happy as long as the dividend is steady, even if the stock goes down, they're getting their steady payout. In the scenario I just gave, if my 10,000 becomes 20, and my yield, the current yield on the stock gets cut in half, but I'm getting my 5% on what I put in, I'm a happy camper. But your point is that for the long-term investor, if they get cut in half, my 10,000 becomes only 5. And yes, my cash payout may stay the same. If the company doesn't cut the dividend, I'm getting the same buck and a quarter a share or whatever the heck the dividend is. My number stays the same. So I could look at that and stay positive, but I'm getting hammered. And your point is that anybody who looks only at the dividend will wind up being very disappointed here when they look at the whole experience, right?
I think so. Yeah, exactly. Chuck, long term, you know, yeah, if you're getting 3%, but your 10% gets knocked down to your 10,000 gets knocked down to 5,000 or 3,000, you're net negative, your cash flow negative. And sure, I guess some people might not care about the overall cash flow picture, you know, different strokes for different folks, but.
But that raises an important question, which is for DLR or any other company that's in the fake dividend situation. How likely is a dividend cut? In other words, you can look and say they can make it on the current numbers, but you said the company's got an economic book value that's negative. You can't put a fair value on the share price. So if the shares at some price wake up to that reality, if the market says, let's take this thing and cut it in half at some point, a dividend cut is inevitable if that's the market action, isn't it?
I think so. I think that's for sure the risk here as well, because I think a lot of times the only reason they're able to kind of keep the dividend is because they got a great market cap and it makes the credit rating look a little bit better because you got a debt to total capital ratio that's pretty good, but the rest of the credit rating and economics look terrible. And, you know, you're able they're able to borrow money to keep paying it. And then when the stock goes down, it's like losing equity in your house. You can't really borrow as much. Stock goes down, the price of the house goes down, that, you know, your ability to refi or to borrow goes away. You can't borrow, you can't continue to pay that dividend. And yeah, a dividend cut is likely. It's all sort of, you know, contributes to, hey, when things are great, everything looks great, everybody's got plenty of money. But when they're not really that good, it can fall apart.
It's fascinating because, again, we're not just talking about this week, but the next couple of weeks about how you basically can have a good looking dividend, but it's not necessarily making for a good looking stock. And in this case, again, the stock is unattractive, but it's not most dangerous on the new construct scale. It's not at the worst levels in terms of the stock. But as you said, some of the ones that are bad on this front are going to be neutral or negative, not, oh my goodness, the stock is horrible. The companies that are horrible don't pay dividends, right?
That's right.
So not horrible, just dangerous. Fake dividends. And again, false dividend stocks, that's next week. And dividend traps is the week after. David Trainer, can't wait. Thanks so much for joining me again on Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. It's always a blast.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information on everything they do and how they do it. Yeah, and we just gave you a preview on what's coming in the danger zone for the next couple of weeks. But up next on Money Life, it's big interview time. Brian Jacobson, chief economist at NX Wealth, will join me so that we can talk about the big picture when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.